Well, the sports grant scandal is in the sights of committee hearings in Canberra, and they're focused on the question of just how much influence the Prime Minister Scott Morrison had over the program that handed out $100 million in a highly questionable process. The opposition is accusing the government of using it to advance its chances at the last election. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Labor's mounting a full-scale forensic political investigation into the sports rorts affair, desperate to find the Prime Minister's fingerprints at the scene of the controversy.
If you weren't in charge, why was the Minister asking for your permission?
The member is unaware, I think, of the way this program operated.
Mr. Speaker. Members on my left.
That's Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese and Prime Minister Scott Morrison going at it in Question Time today. Labor's zeroing in on the controversial third and final round of the Sports Rorts program that's already cost former Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie her job. And it got some help today from a Senate inquiry it established to look into whether the money was used to help win the election rather than spent on the most deserving sports clubs. Labor frontbencher Katie Gallagher asked Sports Commission Executive Luke McCann when final approvals were given for the third round of grants and got an astonishing answer. April 11 last year, the day the election was called.
When was the Parliament dissolved on that day? Are you aware of that?
No, Senator.
I'm of the understanding it's at 8:30 a.m. or about that time. So if you received it at 8:46 a.m, we're actually in caretaker at that point in time. Were you aware of that?
No, Senator, I wasn't aware of that.
There's two issues with that. In caretaker mode, the government's not supposed to make spending decisions except in strict circumstances. And second, it conflicts with a date next to Bridget McKenzie's signature on final approvals, the 4th of April, a week earlier. And that's a problem for the Prime Minister because evidence yesterday showed he and Bridget McKenzie's office were in touch about the program right up until April 10, the day before the election was called.
Can the Prime Minister confirm that 73% of the projects approved by Senator McKenzie in the spreadsheet she provided to him were not recommended by Sport Australia, and that he obtained the spreadsheet from Senator McKenzie the day before he called the election?
But the Prime Minister maintains the approvals were granted a week earlier and not by him.
The authority for approving those projects was signed, dated 4 April 2019, for the third round of community sports infrastructure grants, Mr. Speaker.
How could the Minister's decision have been made on 4th April if Senator McKenzie sought the agreement of the Prime Minister and his office on the 10th of April? Can the Prime Minister guarantee that the document by Minister McKenzie was not backdated?
The Minister for Sport, Mr. Speaker, authorised those arrangements, and that authorisation is dated the 4th of April 2019.
Doesn't this directly contradict the Sport Australia evidence today in the Senate that this advice was provided at 8:46 a.m. on the day the Parliament called the election?
And I repeat what I said earlier. Sport Australia advised the committee this morning that they received a brief from the Senate, from Senator McKenzie, that was dated the 4th of April 2019.
Having failed to extract a confession from the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese went all out with his theory of what happened.
Didn't the government know the decision was dodgy and it was trying to cover its tracks?
He's been completely untruthful.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Tom Eagledon reporting.